Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greetings in the name of Jesus. We give thanks to Reverend Mesh. And we give a powerful clap for our pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't know how to dress when I was coming here. They told me it gets cold. But when I realized, yeah, I realized, you know, there's no cold here. It's a bit of a nice oven. Merci. Reverend Mesh, thanks again. We are grateful, and I acknowledge as well Reverend Lebo. By the way, Reverend Lebo is getting married.
Reverend Lebo, we are shut up as a lie. Amen.
In 2 weeks' time. Yeah, we go for the large conference. And then when we come back, we're going for Reverend Lebo's wedding. Yeah, I've been traveling this month. I've been busy almost every weekend. I'm from another wedding. I'm supposed to be in Tanin now, but as I know, I'll be midterm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grace and peace to you. We are grateful for all of us who are invited and the common old faces. I was saying to somebody, all can live. Can you say your neighbor, all can live? But I have no option. I have nowhere to go. You know, the day your options are few, it's the day when you are maturing and growing. People have options to move on, and in life they realize that they have moved on from very critical spaces. So I pray that you be like me and Reverend Mesh. Jesus, when Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 6, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Hey! The people became, they say, cannibalists. You can read it, it's there. They say, cannibalists. We are packing, we are leaving. And Jesus asked Peter and the disciples, why are you still here? And they said, you have words of eternal life. We have nowhere to go. Mercy. I'm going to share today from my heart. Grace and peace to Midrand campus. I don't know what you see, but I see great and powerful things. Can we give a shout to the Lord? We are grateful for the work that is being done. I was watching the children and I was thinking how small they were. Not long ago. Let's give a powerful clap offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was saying our church has turned 360.
Yes.
180. It should be 360, not 180. The full circle is 360. Yeah, we are coming back from where we started. But we are starting better. You should be playing together with Daniela. My issue is, if you want to see growth, it's the labor we give. You know, when I was sitting and watching them play, and the thought came that it looked like we are playing. You see, when you look at Children's Church, they look like nuisance to those who have no spirit, to those who are not led by God. They look at children and they see nonsense, noise makers, useless people. But this is the future of the church, and we are grateful to the teachers. Hey, let's give a powerful clap. So today we are watching. I can imagine. I think we said we are going to make a conference when we had our monitoring and evaluation. Let the sons speak. Yes, we'll just ask all of our young pastors to preach. It's just a conference to come and just bask in the the Bible in the book of Psalms chapter 8. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, I ordain strength. May power come out of you in the name of Jesus. I said, may the supernatural power of God come out of you in the name of Jesus. Okay, the book of John chapter 1 verse 29-34. We are grateful for all of you. John 1:29-34. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, behold, the Lamb of God. Can we work it together as I read so that there's not a lot of gaps in between? I will start. John 1, verse 29-34. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Is this he whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me. After me comes a man who is preferred before me. For he was there before me. I did not know him, but that I should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. And he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending, may the Spirit descend upon you today in the name of Jesus. He says, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit. May you be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. Now Jesus' best testimony of John, after John was born, testimony of him. And Jesus said, there is no one greater than John that was born of a woman. But John said, this is the one that has come that is greater than me. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than the one that is in the world. He focused the eyes of the people to Jesus. He says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The Bible says, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. John 6:23. But he says, the gift of God is eternal life. When we come to God, the gift of God is eternal life. John was showing us Jesus, that even though he was doing the baptism of salvation, even though he was doing baptism for forgiveness of sins, he was able to say, there is one greater than me. And today I've come that there is one greater. His name is Jesus. He died on the cross and he died for our sins. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Your soul can be lost. Your soul can be lost. The Bible says, what is your life? Your life is like a vapor that appears for a moment, then from there it disappears. While you think you have life, your life can escape just now, and you will soon realize the children were doing a drama just now of Lazarus and the rich man. I like the story, Lazarus and the rich man. May you have a name. May God know your name. Lazarus was known in heaven. But the rich man was not known. That's why he could not arrive in heaven. Lazarus was known. The Bible says Lazarus and the rich man. Don't be deceived. Do not be robbed. Your way will lead you to hell. The Bible says Lazarus died. And angels took him. I think I'll buy you the real scary stuff by not
doing
this drama. So that people can see. I had a woman who worked in the hospital.
He
said one person was dying. And the person was shouting. I can't see. They are coming for me. She was screaming. She was shouting. Afraid. Coming to the end of her life. I have a good news for you. Lazarus. The Bible says when he died, his name was there. His name was written in heaven. When time came, he was in heaven. Mercy. May you never be lost. May the light in Midrand not lead you astray. May the Mall of Africa never deceive you. I said, may the busy corner never deceive you. I don't know other places. I only know a few places. May Satan not deceive you. Yes. Some people are deceived by lights. Mercy. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Your sin will lead you to hell. But the gift of God is eternal life. God from the beginning did not want your life to be lost. When you go to the book of Genesis chapter 3, we see Adam and Eve losing their place in God. Like many of us who have lost our place in God, they came, they were enjoying the grace of God. God blessed them. They were walking in the garden. They had no problem. Things were working well. Until they started to notice. And Satan said, did you know? Many a times, it's the voice that we hear that tingles our ear. It's the voice that steals away. And the Bible says they sinned. And God came in the cool of the day.
Amen.
And he asked
Adam.
Ask your neighbor. Said to your neighbor, Adam, where are you? God was asking. Where God left them, they were no longer there. Because sin has come. You know, when you are sinful, you hide yourself. If you see people stopping coming to church, one might be the fact that they are rich now. Life is good. Sunday is the time for drives. Where Pastor Reverend Level comes from, we are told that Sunday is for wine tasting.
Why Sunday is your tasty wine?
Yes. They go from farm to farm.
We were my family in
my tasting farm. Wine and eating cheese.
Tasting wine and eating cheese.
Deception. And God asks, where are you? Ask your neighbor, where are you? God could not find them. We're busy in something. I remember one powerful preacher. One day he was preaching. I was there in the meeting.
He
said, me. And stand aside.
And my lamb.
It is one same man. Sunday we don't come to church.
Sunday is the Sunday.
We bring the children to Sunday school. Teacher Bibi will take care of them.
Teacher Bibi will take care of them.
He said it will be 2x2.
Atai samba nomga.
Yes. It will be what?
2x2.
Yeah. That's when people forget that God has lifted them from the marriage. They were polluting the house of God. You have 6 days.
Six.
Go and do your job. 6 days.
Six.
To go and do whatever you want to do. Now you are standing in front of the church. And I told my wife, I said, from today, we are not listening to his books, we are not reading his material,
he's
polluted. We'll soon have the same spirit, the spirit of hiding from God. Did you know your wealth can make you to hide from God? Yeah, the deception can make you to think, I don't need God. Yeah. Oh, just get a boyfriend. I see you.
Tell your boyfriend is gone.
I told one girl.
She
came to church. She looks so good. You know, we take pictures. These pictures, they help a lot. So I said, look for the picture when you came to church. And look where you are now. The soap seems to wash the blindness that was on your face. But I say the open face is not because of your soap. It's not because of your lotion that you put on your skin. It is the love of God. Your face has opened up. Your sins are forgiven. Your burden is lifted up. You are free from sin. Darkness have no power anymore. You look much brighter. You look more beautiful than before. Because the blood of Jesus has washed your sins. But not only your sins, has washed your life. And your old boyfriend. And calls you and say, hi, stand.
Boyfriend, you have to be easy, my love.
And you see your phone going, ding, ding, ding. At time,
missing your knee.
Hey, you will look for the girl. Left, right, and center.
Hey.
Yes. Hey, when the brother gets a job,
oh brother, me got solemn servants.
We are church. He says the church is busy everything.
The church is busy like something, man.
I had a student.
Being a student.
The student, you know, I give thanks to God. I enjoy young people.
Yeah, but Jamlela abantu abasha.
My church is young people.
Ibandla lethu abantu abasha.
So I spoke to this young person who was saying, I don't have time to study, so I can't come to church.
Makuluma nalo umuntu omusha uthi anginasikhathi sokufunda, angikwazi ukuza esontweni.
I said, no problem.
Ngathi hayi kulungile.
Your problem is my problem.
Inkinga yakhe asilungile.
So I said, tell me before you got born again.
Ngitshela ungakasindiswa.
Can you talk to your neighbor and say, tell me before you got born again?
Ungakasindiswa.
Hey! The person was failing at the university.
Ube failing esikoleni.
The person was busy.
I'm
at piano.
Dance.
Monday to Monday. If Friday he leaves,
he
will not know when he went back to school. So I took him back. I said, no, let's check where you come from. Since now Jesus has become too much after the blood has washed you. Now you want me. The person said, I want my time. I
said,
when the devil was there, you didn't have
control.
Now Jesus has given you control. Now you are driving your life. You are taking it away from Jesus. I said, tell me. How was your life before?
He
told me. I said, tell me, how long do you come to church if you say you are busy every day? I said, you are talking. We are praying in the morning. Did you come to my house? Did you come to the church? We are praying in the comfort of your bed, possibly turning on your pajamas. Did you take anything from you? Most people don't even know you are fake. I said, tell me. What were you doing? tell you, the person started to repent. When he realized that, the church has ordered my life.
What he ibandlali yenzile impilo yami abane order.
He said, I'm very sorry.
But ngiyaxolisa.
I was blind. I didn't see how the blood of Jesus has helped me to be free. Now the friends are telling you are always a church. I say you have from morning until evening is your time. If you are coming to sell, you are coming for 1 hour, 2 hours in a day. Ah, Basilwan. Ay, Madon. Ay, Suga. Satan. Hamba. Puma.
Puma.
Hey, Banna.
Amen.
Or we should say, have a side. The blood of Jesus washes our
lives.
We change complexion. Not because of the lacks of this world, but because of the love of Jesus. Our life that was a mess become a message. People look at us and they are shocked. This people, what happened to you? When I came to Christ, I was a young boy. There was a neighbor, my father's neighbor, like this young woman who just received good news from my neighbor. It's the best thing. You should pray for your neighbor. May God prosper your neighbor.
Yes.
May your neighbor be promoted.
But
they have a good heart. You know, many people don't have good hearts. They can take your CV and we applied for a land as a church. Let me tell you
this story.
We applied for a land in our city, in the capital. They were giving land for churches. But all of our land we bought. This land was for all of our land. Millions of friends. But they said land is free. So we wanted extra land because we knew there was extra land. And I gave an application. Big application like this.
Application ethic.
Submitted it. I asked this friend that I gave, who's a minister together with me.
Oh, it's Shumaila now.
Wait,
my brother.
How far is our application?
The application here to get.
Since you are in charge of our area. He was with his assistant. It is me, like Pastor Nesh. He was with his assistant. Right hand.
The right hand, yeah.
He couldn't lie.
When I was a cameraman,
I said, I perceive in my spirit that it's in 515. You shred it. You threw it out.
Ben kone moye nukutuwa ilash.
They look at each other.
Babugani.
I say, yes, man of God.
What's your neighbor?
Your neighbor.
Makeluani.
Your neighbor is good.
Makeluani moon.
May the Lord bless your neighbor.
Ambusi is Makeluani.
The fact that you went for an interview. For me, is good enough. To pray for the person.
Ukutumkulegele Makeluani.
Are you listening?
Lalele.
I'm saying to you, Lazarus had a name.
O Lazarus ubenegama.
Then you have a name.
Ngathi nawe ngaba negama.
The neighbor now has a name.
Umakhelwane manje uyazi.
When we pray, we can say, Father, the neighbor.
Sithi Nkosi umakhelwane.
You know, some things you can enter heaven because of others.
Ungena ezulwini ngenxa yabanye abantu.
We were not called, other people were called. But when they were demanded, they were not there. One day I was praying in my house. And when we finished praying, the Holy Spirit gave me a word for a person. Give me the issue about the person.
But
I arrived at church. But the Holy Spirit told me, you will not find the person. But I was hopeful. The church was full, so I couldn't see if the person
was there.
I called the person by name. The person did
come.
The Holy Spirit says, this is how people miss their place.
The
day of their visitation. They'll tell your neighbor, today is my day of visitation. The Bible says, John saw Jesus and said, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. That takes away the sin of the world. Your sins can be forgiven. I said, your sins can be forgiven. Regardless how serious your sins are, your sins can be forgiven. I said, regardless how serious your sins are, your sins can be forgiven. The Bible says, if you come to Him, He says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. When we come, he's faithful to forgive. Our beloved Mhlaba was telling us just now. He said, if I didn't lift up my hand. It's a revelation I had when I was at the camp. I think it was an evoke camp. Small children. I think we had like 140. It was the biggest camp we had. And the Holy Spirit said to me, because they were almost the same age as I was. Because the day you lifted your hand and you received Jesus, did you ever think you'll be at the camp like this? Away from town, in the bush. With the children. Preaching to, and they are happy to be there. Nobody has forced them to come. Then I said to the children, never undermine your little gesture of lifting your hand. My family changed. Because I lifted my hand. The testimony of Baba Jamil. I look very small to somebody else. My uncle died. He got born again. He got born again. He was a chain smoker. He tried. I tell you, that demon. They had to bore you. They had to make a hole here. He had a sack. He should not come. You will feel the pain yourself. He suffered, I think, for about a year. His lungs were done. But when I lifted my hands to the Lord, let me go back to my story. This I say, his testimony is a powerful testimony. When I lifted my hands, my father said, we are Christians. Can you tell anybody we are Christians? Because I've gone to church. I had gone through confirmation. You know confirmation? You go to class.
We are a class.
The priest, they affirm you that now you have gone through the classes of the church. Now you can eat communion. So I had a blazer with a badge.
And the badge.
I had the speakers in the church. I was better than others. And then from that day, when you come to church, you must come with your blazer because it was an honorable thing. My father insisted, you must first go to our church. By the way, they were not going to church. The day I got born again, they have a church. Sunday, nobody was going to church. But I lifted my hand. Opposition started. You'll go to church. As a good child, I went to church. In the afternoon, I went to my church where I got born again. But after some time, the issue of going to church died. 10 years almost passed. And my father said to me, "Sien, I see your salvation is different. Your Christianity is different. There we are Christian, man. Your Christianity is different." That's the day he closed and abandoned his Christianity and followed my Christianity. I'm saying to you, your gesture, your little gesture of loving Jesus might look like a small thing. I was talking to a young girl. She comes with two children to church. She's not a mother. She has no child of her own. She's an aunt to the children. She's staying with her brother and her sister. They don't come to church. But because she stays there, Sunday morning, she says, "Can I the children?" I said to her the other day, I said, "What you're doing, you will never know. You will be shocked. Your gesture of goodwill, the little work taking the baby, looking like the mother and the father might behave and say, 'Oh, thank you for going.' They don't know that hearts are being formed. Changes is coming. I'm telling somebody, and say my life changed. Not because my parents were really outstanding. They did their part, it's true. But it's the church that changed my life. I was young. I don't know how old he is. He looks taller than I was. I was 16. When I came to Jesus. Is it 29? Anyway. Hey. Mercy. Time runs, eh? Mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm saying to you. You will never know the peace of God upon your own life. Your good work. John said, behold, he was pointing a finger. Behold the Lamb of God. Jesus was in the midst of many. Among many people. I get shocked every time people say, even now when Baba Dami says, I say 30 years, I don't remember. I say, oh Lord, did I ever say that? Am I that bold? Am I? 30 years it will be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, God is gracious. God is merciful. His love is outstanding. Jesus was chosen among many. Your life today, God has chosen you. Maybe you are invited. And you are saying, oh, I've always wanted to go. One man said to us, he was passing here. And one day he came to our building, he was helping. He came to our site here, he was helping us with some things. And he said, the first time when we passed here, we said, it's government. And said, the second time we passed,
he said,
it is a church, it's a white church. And then when he came,
he said,
is that a black church? You guys are great. Wow. So now you are being changed. Oh, there are white people in Calatia. Do you see them? They are here. Look at your neighbor and say, hi. Hi, sister. Hi, brother. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Man will rebody a soul. God will raise you up. God will make you greater and more powerful. Listen. John chose Jesus in the midst of others. And God has chosen you. The invitation that you have received is not just an ordinary invitation. God has a plan for your life. He says, I've got a good plan for your life. Not to harm you, but to prosper you, to establish you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, have this understanding that God has a plan for you. We were talking about it. I was looking at my life when I came to Jesus. It's almost 43 years ago. It was exactly 43 years past months. I was born in March. In the spirit. Yes. I was born in
March.
I gave my life to Jesus in March. If I'm right, the 29th of March.
29 March.
It was the first day.
Listen.
If I'm correct. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It looked like an ordinary day.
Tell
your neighbor, this today is not an ordinary day. Today is a special day for you. Specifically for you.
Yeah.
The plan that God has for you is supernatural. It's outstanding. It's marvelous. If you were to know, I was telling you a story about a neighbor of my father who said to my mother, tell your boy to come and fetch me to go to church. 16 years. They were going to church with my parents.
Church.
But she gave her life to Jesus because of a young boy. My town, my little township was changed because I gave my life. And I'm saying to you, Today is the day that the Lord has designed for you. Today is the day of your change. Today is the day of transformation. Today is the day of renewal. Receive the grace of God upon your life. He said, behold the Lamb of God. You see, you can try and wash yourself, but you'll soon realize it doesn't work. You see, we have tried the blood of goats. I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about myself. We have
blood of goats.
We did last week. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. We spoke about substitution.
Substitution.
You know substitution, how it works. Let me help you. Because we come from a place of worshiping. Spirit. When you slaughter a chicken and a goat,
that's
exactly what was happening in the Bible. They hold the animal and they will speak to the animal. They say, you have no sin. I have sinned. I transfer my sin. People don't understand substitution. I transfer my sin. I put it on you. The village I come from, my area where I come from, all, maybe I shouldn't say it all, three major churches
that are
traditional, they come from my area. I can give you the name, but let me not mention
them.
They are all big. One, two, three. All of them have similar things. They are big. If I tell you names, you wouldn't believe. I can show you. This is the place. This is the place.
They are not.
One of them, when they wash people, they use coins not to wash people. Money. And then they go to the bush. They dump the coin. They are doing substitution. Whosoever shall pick. So the reason why people will slaughter animals
is
because they know they are in trouble and no one can help them. So they get a goat, a chicken, depending on the level of their achievement. People will slaughter a cow to appease spirits. But then you have to speak to the animal. Transfer your iniquity to the animal. And then the animal is slaughtered. Don't forget, nothing in life works without blood. You hear what I said? Nothing works without blood. If you don't love Jesus, you'll have to do sacrifice. Somebody was asked, he said, bring three sacrifices. Bring a gecko. Bring a black mamba.
And
an Egyptian cobra.
A cobra.
Mercy. They told the woman, after she slaughtered a few chickens, they said at night, they gave her a date. It was a wrong date. It was a full moon date. They said, you must round your house seven times. Between 1 and 3. Anytime between 1 and
3.
So the woman, yeah, in the morning, early hours. So the woman, that day came. Outside.
What pant?
Bright as daylight.
We are kind. We are kind.
The woman.
What color?
One. She went. Two. She went. Three. She went. Four. Mwa kelwani. He went to Lala Voga. You know, Brajo. She saw naked woman running. Makelwan. He stood on a corner. On a street pole. The woman, you know the box in the village, in the township where you put coal and other things. She ducked there. And always picked him. And Makelan is not moving.
Makelan are going down.
I'm Lloyd. Yep, Tagas. Time is moving. Daytime is coming.
Yes, mean.
Come unto me. All you who are heavy laden. It says, my burden is easy. Come to Jesus. He died so that we will no longer give sacrifices again. The book of Hebrews 10, verse 4, says, the blood of goats and bulls is no longer sufficient. Because it had to be done again. Jesus said, come to me. I'll give you life. John said, behold the Lamb of God. The blood of Jesus is enough to redeem us. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 and 19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Not with corruptible things. Like silver and gold. From your aimless conduct received by tradition. From your fathers. The Bible says from aimless. But it says here from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. There are things that you have received by tradition. But they are not working. They will never work. Without, it says here, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb, without blemish and without spot, Jesus died on the cross, that all these things will be done away with, that we will have access and freedom to the Father. And today Christ has come for you. The book of Luke chapter 4 verse 5, the Bible gives us an understanding. He says, Satan is the god of this world. And he wanted to tempt Jesus. He says, if you only could bow down. This woman was told, if you could just go seven times. Some of the things they ask us, they know they are difficult to do. Madness. Then the devil said, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world. They were asking, why did you do what you're doing? They called a man with a head. He said, I'll be rich. I'll be
what?
Satan showed the person, he says, if you do this, mercy. The blood of Jesus has the power to pay for all your sins. Has the power to redeem you from death. The power of Jesus, the blood of Jesus has the power to give you life. Without the blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Where there is no blood, there is death. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, Jesus has saved us. He has set us free. He has delivered us. May you receive salvation this morning in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus had the power to open heaven for you. Whatever that was stuck in your life is set free now in the name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough through the blood of Jesus. Receive your healing through the blood of Jesus. Receive the power of God through the blood of Jesus. Whatever that is stuck in your life, may it be let free in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he has set all things free through his blood. We have received freedom. We have received deliverance. We have received the power of God. The blood of Jesus overcomes the power of darkness. The blood of Jesus overcomes the devil. The book of Revelation 12:11 says they overcame him by the blood and the word of their testimony. May you receive your freedom now in the name of Jesus. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood. By the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. May you be delivered through the blood of the Lamb. May you overcome through the blood of the Lamb. May the power of the cross be upon your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when Christ died on the cross, he had you in mind. In this past week, we were teaching and we spoke about 8 things that brought change in our life that Jesus achieved on the cross. These are powerful life transforming. These are things that no one can take away from us. These are things that don't demand anything from us but faith. We must believe. If you only believe, all things are possible. May you receive your healing today in the name of Jesus. Number one, we said Jesus was punished so that you might be forgiven. Jesus died on the cross that your sins may be forgiven. He was punished that we will not be punished ourselves. Jesus was wounded that we may receive healing. We'll pray for healing to receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Jesus was made sin for our sin. Because of our sin, we don't have a place in God. The rich man had no name. He couldn't arrive. You can go to the bank. If you have no name, they won't be able to identify you. In South Africa, we have got what we call less persons.
In South Africa, sinabantu abangenazi.
If you have no birth certificate,
umungenayi birth certificate,
you are stateless.
Awunazi.
You can't do much. There isn't much you can do. But Jesus has given us identity in God. You have access to the Father because Jesus gave you life. Jesus gave you identity. Jesus died your death that you might have his life. Jesus received your curse that you may receive a blessing. Every curse upon your life is broken in the name of Jesus. I say, receive your blessing now in the name of Jesus. Jesus endured poverty that you might receive his abundance. The Bible says he became poor so that through his poverty we might be made rich. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The boy was acting here. He's a really good actor.
He
says,
I'm hungry.
Hey. Jesus has taken away our trooper.
Our poverty.
He has made us people. Yeah, you should meet people who know us before we knew Christ. They will tell you stories. How we have become nothing. And today, they are confronted that we have become something. I tell the story about this friend of mine. We grew up together. He was a neighbor. And when I got married, he came to my wife. Every time, they refused to receive Jesus. But he came to my wife and said, if this is what Jesus has done for him, I want Jesus now. He got born again. Seriously. He gave his life to the Lord. I didn't have to say anything anymore. The confrontation, you know, there are people who look at you because you are where you are now. The envy that you are putting on is not bringing luck to you. Your begamina yetwa is not working because nobody is looking at you. But when you come to Christ, Nyama will leave you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said one thing.
Pastor. Apostle.
You have dignity. Hey, I laughed. I say you must go from where we come from.
Let's come back home.
You know, if you want to see the power of God, go back to where you come from. There was a day when the anointing upon my life confronted people in my
faith.
And they could no longer dispute that grace has arrived. Destruction of poverty. Poverty has been removed from my life. Freedom has come. The power of God is being made manifest. And somebody says, in our village, he was telling me, if we talk about celebrities, he says, we are always on TV. We are always. If we are talking among ourselves about great people in our village, you are one among the many. You will be one among the many. Yes, they will look at you and be shocked that the blood of Jesus, the grace of God, has enveloped you. God has hidden you. God has saved you for himself. Jesus endured the shame. May every shame upon your life be removed. I said, may every shame upon your life be removed. Today, if you're waiting your bed, if you're waiting your bed, that comes to an end now. In the name of Jesus. I said, if you are waiting your bed, receive it. It's yours in the name of Jesus. Shame. 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 I remember one young woman told me a story. When her friends come, like an aunt or a mother will say to her, hey, go and remove those urinated
plastics
of yours. Then she will just start shouting and say, this is why I urinate the bed. So her confidence is taken away. May the Lord restore your confidence in the name of Jesus. Jesus took away your shame that you may share in his glory. Now people don't know what is glory. Glory is weight. It's not just ukasimola. It's not just shining. It's weight. When the man came to our yard here, who stays around here, and he said, it's black people. He said, you have glory. Yeah? You are wealthy. That word wealth is glory. You are heavy. You have something many of us don't have.
Said,
because he was shocked, he was looking at the fence. We look at the fence and say, hey, something nice is coming. Tell your neighbor, something nice is coming here.
Something nice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus endured rejection. Many women suffer rejection. The Bible says like a woman rejected. You know, somebody can pay lobola for you. And the guy runs away. He gets another girl. Abandons you with the children. You become rejected by your in-laws. But I have a good story for you. Jesus received your rejection. That you might be accepted. I say you are accepted. In the name of Jesus. We are going to pray. Every eye closed. Every head bowed. No one moving, please. Unless it's necessary. Every eye closed. Maybe you are here this morning. You have been coming to church. You have been invited before. Or maybe you have been to other churches. Maybe you are visiting today. But you know deep down in your heart that you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Jesus said, I've come
come, that you may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus wants you to have an abundant life. Jesus wants your life to be saved. He says, come to me, all you who are heavy laden. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He says, come. Says, come. What is life? It's like a vapor that appears for a moment and before you know it is gone. But today, you can make right with God. Your sins can be forgiven. You can be a child of God. If you are here this morning, you say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. I want my name to be known. Like Lazarus, I want to be called a rich man. I want to be called by my name. If you are here today, you say, I want to receive Jesus. Jesus. Lift up your right hand and lift it up. We'll pray together. God bless you. 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 Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus. I want my life to change. Listen to your heart. The Spirit of the Lord is talking to you. People have lifted their hands. What about you? Your heart. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hands. Is there somebody? God bless you. God bless you. I see your hands. Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. I don't want to be like the rich man who could not be identified because his name was not written. He could not be known. Life deceived him. But today, I'm making right with God. I'm asking for forgiveness. I receive what Christ has achieved. Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? God bless you. Is there somebody else? There is somebody. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. Your heart is moving. You can feel it inside. That today is my day. But your heart is pressing you down. You are saying, I'm not coming. The Holy Spirit says, lift up your head. Today is your day. Follow the lead of the Spirit. And God will show kindness to us. We are going to pray for all those who lifted their hands. As we stand, I'll ask the whole church, come here on the altar. We are going to pray. Ushers, help us. Can we stand, church? As we come, anyone who lifted their hands, please come. Ushers, help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Matsoho, can we give Zianda? Can we give a powerful clap of to Jesus? Come, come, come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Maybe you are still sitting there, but you know you need to be here. Yes, let's give a powerful clap of praise. I'm coming. I will not be left out. I will not remain behind. I'm receiving the grace of God. I'm receiving the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are going to pray together. Grace and peace is upon your life. I gave my life to Jesus. And I want to believe many of us here did. Today is your day. It might look like an ordinary day, but it's not an ordinary day. As I said, when I came to Jesus, it looked like an ordinary day. As a journey, I never knew where God is taking me. But God has turned it for good. Good has come to my life. We're going to pray now. I'll ask those who are standing here, one day, if you can lift up both of your heads as a sign of surrender. And the church, if you can stand, let's pray. I'll ask of you to pray. Church, join us as we pray. Those here in front, I'll lead in English. Kumalo, also, we'll do it in Zulu. You can say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you today.
I thank you today.
For your blood.
For your blood.
That was shed for me.
That was shed for me.
Mm-hmm.
I receive you.
I receive you
as my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Today.
Today.
With my own mouth.
With my own
mouth.
I speak.
That you are Lord.
That you are Lord.
Today.
Today.
With my own heart.
With my own heart.
I believe.
I believe.
That you have saved me.
That you have saved me.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Father.
For this salvation.
For this salvation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
In the Lamb's Book of
Life. Can you say, my name is mentioned, your name. My name is Vincent. What is
my
your name?
Name
my
is
name
Kanzo.
Is mentioned your name. Father, write this name.
Father, write this name.
In the Book of Life.
In the Book of Life.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Father.
Even now.
Even now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Can you say, Satan?
Satan.
Today.
Today.
I divorce you.
I divorce you.
I have nothing to do with you.
I have nothing to do.
Take what is yours.
Take what is yours.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I'm born again.
I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Today.
Today.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Your works.
Your works.
I am delivered.
I am
from every addiction.
From every addiction.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. I am free.
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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is a Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Lead and guide me.
Lead and guide me.
Even now.
Even now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Give me a new life.
Give me a new life.
For your word of God.
For the word of God,
it's old things,
says old things
have passed away,
have passed away,
and
behold,
the new things of God,
new things of
has
God
come into my life,
has come into my
Father,
life.
I receive,
Father, I receive
this new life,
in Jesus,
name.
In Jesus, name.
I thank you, Father,
I thank you, Father,
I give you praise,
I give you praise,
Jesus, name.
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.